Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I have, I think, the most incredible story for you. Did you know that South African satellites got a lift, a ride share, as it were, on SpaceX? And that is Elon Musk's project. Joining us this morning is Dr. Mboneni Mafue, who is the Deputy Director General at the Department of Science and Technology. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning to you and your listeners. I'm doing good. Thanks a lot.
So I think this is an incredible, incredible story. It was all meant to happen. It was all meant to happen on Thursday. Did it happen?
It happened on Thursday as planned. We were quite nervous because with this kind of exercises, you never know. You wait for a perfect window and sometimes it doesn't arrive. So we were just nervous that it might actually get postponed.
Okay, so what was it? For those of our listeners who have absolutely no idea what it is that we are talking about, what happened on Thursday?
So for the past 3 years, we have been working on a constellation of 3 satellites. We've been developing them locally, working with the University, Peninsula University of Technology. These had really been following 2 small satellites that we already launched with them. One was launched in 2018. And what we're looking at is we've got about 3,000 kilometers of coastline, and our oceans need to be monitored to see who's entering our water and who's doing so illegally, and also what is happening on our waters, including really the issues around fishing, et cetera, and, you know, the algal blooms, which, you know, might cause a lot of problems. So we do have a system that we developed, but that system uses data from foreign satellites. And, you know, the challenge you have with those is that depending on how they are, they can wake up and say they're no longer giving the data. So we thought in order for us to have some sense of data sovereignty, we need to develop our own small satellite that will help with that. And that's what we did. And they were ready for launch last year, but we had to negotiate.
All right. So in other words, until last week, we were relying on other maybe contracts with foreign companies to get the information around what is going on around the South African coast. And of course, South African waters are quite extensive, being situated where we are. What changes now is that we have the ability with our own satellites to monitor the activity around in and around our waters.
Exactly, except that we will still be a little bit dependent on them until we've got our full constellation. So we are starting to get some information from our own satellites and some from foreign. And then with time, we are going to have a number of satellites that will enable us to get all the info we need from our own satellites.
So that's right. And tell me about these satellites.
The effect of?
What are they?
So what people need to realize is how important the oceans are in contributing to our economy as a country. For example, if you have people that are coming in and fishing illegally, you actually are missing out on various economic opportunities in terms of economic growth, 1. 2, then you also have some of the vessels that come in illegally, some are coming with drugs, etc. You need to be able to communicate with them. As long as they enter and you don't have good communication with them, you pick them up and you can then ask them questions. And if they switch their transponders, then you might then immediately know that there's a problem. So you manage that kind of thing. Your space is then under your control.
Mm. And the fact that Elon Musk is ex-South African, was that relevant at all? Was he more inclined to assist in this process, or is this just a completely commercial enterprise for him?
It was a completely commercial enterprise, but one where we're hoping to use as a springboard to build some kind of relationship. Because if you talk about space outreach these days, SpaceX is the company. So we've got a number of good programs underway in space science, including rocket launching, which we have tested and they've been going well. So if we really have partnership with a company like SpaceX, it just does take us into a level that we really would want to reach as a country.
It's incredible because we spend so much time as South Africans beating ourselves up about how we're behind in this and we don't do this right and we don't do that. But the fact that we've launched these satellites last week to monitor our coast, that we could develop them here, is really just a fantastic good news story.
It is really excellent. You know, given the DAC program alone, so far we have trained up to 70 thereabout satellite engineers, and it has also created an opportunity for us to make sure that we have a very balanced portfolio of our young people from all races, from all backgrounds coming out of that program. So you can really see that we are only not just looking at now, but we're looking at the future and the process.
Absolutely incredible. So what is the future?
The future is we already working on the next program where we are going to add, but as we add, we also add what the satellites could do. For example, these ones will also help us also in terms of fire detection, but we also want to add other issues. For example, looking at in future rural satellite communication, internet access. And we also would look at issues like precision farming. So that's basically where we want to expand into going forward.
I think this is absolutely incredible. Well done to you and to your team. And we wish you all the best. That was Dr. Mponeni Mahlangeni, who is the Deputy Director General at the Department of Science and Technology.